All right, good evening to everyone. I want to welcome everyone to B'nai Shurun. Welcome the mayor of Eli, Kobi Eliraz. Welcome Miriam Peretz, and welcome Yehuda Lanskern as the director of development for the Yishuv Eli. Eli, of course, a very nice Yishuv, over 30 years old, in the heart of the Shomron, a little north of Shiloh. And a number of years ago, we established a relationship with the Yishuv in Eli, and especially the Hayovel neighborhood, which is right on top of one of the hills, a commanding view of the Shomron. And as the people in Shul know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that towards the end of August, I attended the dedication of a sports complex that we helped build there on that hilltop in the Hayovel neighborhood. In Eli, where the children now have a chance to play basketball, a little soccer, and enjoy themselves. And it's added to the expansion of Eli as well. Here a few words a little later on from the mayor, Kobi Eliraz. And of course, a great privilege for us to welcome tonight Miriam Peretz, is known in Israel as Ema Chayalim. She'll share her story with you. Rahman al-Islan, two sons of hers, Lieutenant Uriel Peretz, was killed in Lebanon in the late 90s, and just a few years ago, 2010. Another son, Major Eliraz Peretz, was killed fighting for Tzal in Lebanon. In Gaza. And notwithstanding that, two other sons of hers were also officers, and they faithfully served the people of Israel and the land of Israel. And there's much that she has to say that can educate us and enlighten us, and I hope inspire us as well. First, we have a few words and watch a little video about events in Eli from Yehuda Lanskern. I met Yehuda a number of years ago, and it's interesting. He told me the story. He was a businessman living in Petah Tikva. I think he still lives in Petah Tikva. And he decided to get involved in Yishuv Eli after a terrorist attack a little over a decade ago took the life of a cousin of his. It's very interesting that that same terrorist attack, Rahman al-Islan, took the life of a boy whose cousin, Rabbi Yoshua Fass, then decided in response to start Nefesh B'Nefesh, literally life for life, soul for soul. That same attack that led Yehuda Lanskern to give up his business and decide to build Jewish life in the heart of the Shomron, and he became involved in the Yishuv in Eli, where he is until today. So it's a great pleasure for me to introduce Yehuda Lanskern, say a few words, show the Sarah. We'll hear from a few words from the mayor as well, who will introduce Miriam Peretz. So, bevakasha, Yehuda Lanskern.
So, good evening. Thank you very much for coming this evening. First of all, Kvod Achsania, we want to thank Rabbi Prozansky and all the community for hosting us this evening. We also want to thank you for the friendship we have with you for the last 3 years since we became sister communities between Bnei Yeshurun congregation and the Hayovel neighborhood in Eli. This is the neighborhood where the mayor, Eliraz, Kobi Eliraz, lives in Eli, and also Miriam's son, Eliraz Peretz, lived in Hayovel neighborhood, and Baruch Hashem, till today, also his widow and four children still live in Hayovel neighborhood. So tonight, our evening is divided to three parts. The first part, it will be a short film about Eli, that you have some idea, whoever of you that yet did not get to know. Second, and then we'll hear the mayor. Then we'll see a small film, short film, about the community center in Eli that we are building these days on the name we're dedicating this building on the name of five soldiers that were killed in Israel battles who were residents of Eli. You will see them on the film. Then I'll say a few words about this project, and then we will hear Miriam Peretz. When we finish the evening, please Outside the hall, there's a table. There's four things on the table. There's a booklet we made specially for this evening, for this tour. It wasn't one evening we came, we had eight evenings. This is the last one. Tomorrow we are leaving. We made a booklet that has two parts. The first part is Miriam Peretz. She will talk about her book that she published 3 years ago. So we translated two chapters to give you some idea of the book. Baruch Hashem, we can also say today that we found a sponsor in America that will give us the money to translate the book into English. And we hope, as it was a bestseller in Israel, it will also be a bestseller here in the United States, we hope. And in a few months, we hope we will start publishing Miriam's book in the United States. So this booklet you have has, on the first part, two chapters translated. And the other part is a brochure about this project that we are talking about tonight. This is what we are trying to raise money for. Our community center that is in the middle of building, you will see it soon. There's also Rosh Hashanah packets with Rosh Hashanah cards, six nice Rosh Hashanah cards. That's a gift from us. It was made by the Hadar Yosef Talmud Torah in Eli. So that also every family can take one. And there's a card that Miriam will explain you about later. This card that everyone also can take. It's a few sentences from both of her sons. And there's a book of Miriam Peretz in Hebrew. So, but that's for sale. The book is $15 for sale. If anyone wants to buy a book and get a signature from Miriam, he's welcome to do it. And we'll start.
Back to see. Because a lead is not the place you'd expect it to be. You have many demands, and you've been kind enough to share with us your most precious resource, your time. In return, we'd like to share one of ours, the town of Eli, and answer a very important question. Why Eli? Unlike most other communities or villages, Eli was not planned as a small town. It was planned become a city. Unlike most other young communities, it is not a sectarian place based on a single philosophy or culture. Observant and secular. Young people and seniors. Soldiers, yeshiva students, and high-tech entrepreneurs. Together, in the town of Eli, they're creating a unique, new, multicultural human mosaic. 25 years ago, Eli established Israel's very first pre-military yeshiva, realizing the dream of creating a framework to prepare graduates of religious Zionist schools for meaningful army service. A unique blend of military training, preparation for service in elite units, Torah study, and spiritual development shapes young men driven by a sense of purpose and the desire to shoulder their responsibility for safeguarding the people of Israel. After their military service, a large number of students return to a very special kollel, learning Torah and real-world vocational skills to make Eli their home and raise their own families. People come to Eli not based on the price of real estate, but because of the opportunity to provide service to others, because Israel needs them there, because we all need them there. They come because of a vision and a mission, each and every one with an important part to play, pursuing the age-old journey from the historic lands of our patriarchs through those of Herzl and the Holocaust to the homeland and security we need for today and tomorrow. Now you have a hint of how and why the people who make the choice to come to Eli are quite special. In the next few minutes, we hope to truly and genuinely complete the answer to the question of why Eli.
the light. Good evening. My name is Kobi Eliraz. I live in Eli. I am the mayor of Eli. First of all, I want to thank you about hospitality. Thank you to Rabbi Prozansky. Thank you about all support that you support us in the all the year. In the last year, we built. My English is not so good. I need to practice, but it's Bezrat Hashem, step by step. In the last year, we built a sport field that you help us to build in our neighborhood. It's very, very important to us. Eli, if you don't know, I want to tell you some words about Eli. Eli is in the middle of the Shomron, and the hilltop in the Shomron, near Shiloh and near Ariel. Eli is a memory of Eli Kohen. It was the chief Kohen when the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Shiloh was the capital of Israel, something like 400 years before, 3,000 years. And Eli was a chief rabbi, a chief a Kohen. And this year we celebrate 30 years to establish it, Eli. And we have now 5,000 people from all the population in Israel. It's our flag. We believe that we need to collect all the people in Israel, not only the religious. Fortunately, the most of the Yishuvim and the Yerushalayim Shomron, it's only religious, but we believe that we need all the people in Israel. We have 18% religious, all the mix of the religious, you know, from the Tilite till ultra-Orthodox, but we have also secular people, and we have traditional people. We have 100 people, family, from France. That we are collecting them from Paris straight to Eli. Every year, something like 15 family. The most of them buy house in Eli, and we are very proud about that. This is our one of the flag, and the other flags that we settle in a big, big area, something like 10,000 dunam, square meter. I don't know what
acres.
To say. Acres. It's a big yeshuv. It's a big area. We need to settle all the area. I want to cooperate you. I was in a Miluim now, in the reserve Miluim, in this operation of the last operation in Gaza. I don't go to Gaza, but exchange Sdirim, Chayalim, elementary soldiers in the Yehudaim Shomron. But I feel that it's the first time I am an officer in the army. I was in Golani unit, and now in the Miluim. And it's the first time that I feel that the most of my friends in the Miluim, officer and not officer, the first time that even if they was in the small, you know, in the left parties or something in the center, you know, not right, not in the right side, it's the first time that they quiet. They don't think that we need now to do something with the Palestinian. And it's very interesting, but because 10 years ago, I don't feel that. It's not, you know, they think all the years that we need to do something and to do a negotiation and to do something. After 3 operations in Gaza, and maybe the Lebanon war, maybe all the, and maybe the summer, the Arab Spring, you know, it's Arab Spring, it's winter spring. Maybe because that they feel now that we need to maybe not to do anything. And 9 years ago, famous figura was in Eli, and he gave a speech in the pre-military yeshiva in Eli. He was the head of the Shabak, Yuval Diskin. And it was, I think, four or five months after the Itnatkut. and they tell to all the students in Eli that now we have three achievements. One of them, it's now we have all the security situation will be quiet and Bezrat Hashem. Now it's we safely. The second was that now we strong the Ashaf. We need to give them the control. They took the control and Bezrat Hashem uval etzion goel. And the third that now all the world recognize Israel. They appreciate us because we give them the land. This he was there then. He was the head of the Shabak. And he stand in the Eli and, you know, he gave a speech and he was very sure that it's be happen. And four months, 5 months, 6 months after this speech, you know what happened? The Hamas took the control. All the security situation fell down. Goldstein report, etc., etc., etc. And we believe now, I think, maybe after a lot of experience, that now, especially in the middle of Yehuda Veshomron, even if it's not the Gushim, not the how you said Gushim?
Blocks.
All the settlement, we don't like this word, but all the yeshuvim in the middle of Shomron, even if they don't in the blocks, we think that it's very, very important. I think that the most of people in Israel even believe that in this day, that we need to stay and grow up and build and collect and Bezrat Hashem kama sheyoter ligdol. And your support is very, very important to us, and we want to take to thank you. I want to give a small gift to Rabbi Prozansky. Maybe it's a picture.
Oh, he's wanted one of these. Thank you.
And the picture of the in your shul, you know, right. Near the kotel, the sport field. And thank you. תודה רבה, and שנה טובה.
Thank you very much.
תודה.
Regretfully, Eli has lost five of its sons in active combat. Eliraz Peres, Roy Klein, Amichai Merkavi, Ariel Chovar, and Gilad Zusman. We do not seek a solemn memorial, but a vitality-filled, vibrant tribute that genuinely reflects their natures and the lives they live. The desire to build a vital memorial center embraced the acute growing cultural demands of a developing community where cultural activities are still being held in bomb shelters. From these two impulses emerged the Olamot Center, a house of culture, art, and creation, commemorating the sons who lost their lives with creativity, development, and love of country. Olamot, meaning worlds, reflects the worlds lost with the death of our sons, and the worlds to which we wish to expose our children and community. Eliraz Peres, the world of culture. March 26, 2010, the Kisufim Road, Gaza. Eliraz, the Deputy Golani Battalion Commander, took point position. An ambush set off a roadside bomb. Bullets hit a grenade in his battle jacket, and its explosion killed him on the spot. Eliraz is survived by his wife Shlomit and their four children, who continue residing in Eli. The world of culture. Shared culture is essential to unite a community. Sustaining vibrant society life requires intra-community events, special occasions, and theater from the cultural repertoire to complete the experience. The world of culture facilitates all that. A modern multifunctional hall that can be adapted to host events of different natures. Roy Klein, the world of learning. July 26, 2006, Ben Jebel, Lebanon. While Major Roy Klein was evacuating his platoon commander, a grenade was lobbed at the troops. It rolled alongside the stretcher. In a heartbeat, Roy threw himself on it, calling out, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. He saved the lives of his troops, but died in the process. His wife Sarah and their two children, Gilad and Yoav, live in Eli and are continuing along his path. The world of learning. For ages, we've been called the people of the book, because reading and learning are a central part of Jewish life. We are creating a regional center of learning and research in Eli, where young and old can take their first steps into the digital realm, a world where infants can embrace a book for the very first time, while their parents explore profound literature. Amichai Merchavia, The World of Arts. July 26, 2006, Bint Jebel, Lebanon. During the assault by the task force on the village of Bint Jebel, the point platoon, commanded by Lieutenant Amichai Merchavia, encountered Hezbollah terrorists who attacked from the rear. The battle in an olive grove, surrounded by stone parapets, continued for more than 10 hours until the enemy surrendered. Amichai was hit by two bullets in his right arm, and later on was mortally wounded and killed by a hand grenade. Amichai is survived by his 9 siblings, Mother Tova, Father Moshe, the founders of Eli. The World of Arts. In Eli, we find it extremely important to help free a person's imagination. The World of Arts will enable us to provide a central home for some 40 recreational classes for over 600 kids that are already ongoing in Eli. By dividing it into 4 internal spaces focused on creativity, movement, flavors, and learning, each one will serve as an independent facility for a particular means of creation. Ariel Chovak, The World of Youth. March 3, 2002, Binyamin District, Shomron. Captain Ariel Chovav departed his home in Eli for Negev Musa. A terrorist high above Wadi Haramya opened fire on the IDF barricade and passing vehicles below. Ariel arrived and charged up the mountain toward the gunman, but a single bullet killed him instantly. Ariel is survived by his wife Naama and their son Elad Yosef. 7 months after Ariel's death, Naama gave birth to his daughter, Mary. The World of Youth. The biggest challenge for any settler is to provide young parents the required infrastructure and support they need to raise their families, and to offer adolescents the proper guidance and conditions to help them develop and become rooted in their environment. Being a mixed community that regards human diversity as an ideal, we support both religious and secular youth, both new Olim and people born in Israel, understanding that our youth are our future. Gilad Zusman, The World of Music. August 9, 2006, Debel, Lebanon. Staff Sergeant Gilad Zusman was assigned to take control of several buildings at the edge of the village. An anti-tank rocket fired at the building where the troops were positioned, wounded some of his fellow soldiers. While Gilad was evacuating the wounded, a second rocket. Gilad was killed by the force of the explosion. Gilad was 27 years old when he died. He is survived by his wife, Hani, and his young son, Lavin. The World of Music. Music has a special place in human culture, more so in Judaism. In Eli, we strive for the broadest base of multicultural musical education. We will create choirs, teach musical instruments in group and individual classes, hold concerts, and more. We'll support anyone showing both talent and interest, whether their goal is to become a world-class professional or strictly the pleasure of their own enjoyment. When you bring all these worlds together with those of Torah, a center for our respected elders, and the appropriate administrative facilities, you get the Olamot Center. Remembering and honoring our past struggle and precious contributions by creating unbounded opportunities for our future.
אוחיון, זכרם לברכה, אלמנת אליעזר, זכרו לברכה, מתכבדת להשיא משואה זו. לכבוד הנופלים, מדיני העם והארץ, ובהם שני בניי, לוחמי סיירת גולני, אוריאל ואלירז, זכרם לברכה. התמונים כאן בהר הרצל, לכבוד אזרחי מדינת ישראל וכל הכמהים ומייחלים לברכת ונתתי שלום בארץ ושמחת עולם ליושביה ולתפארת מדינת ישראל.
Uriel, Miriam Peretz's firstborn, a Golani Brigade officer, was killed in Lebanon 16 years ago on a combat mission. Yet, Miriam and Eliezer, Uriel's parents, signed a special permit allowing his three brothers, Eliraz, Abichai, and Eliasaph, to serve in Golani in the same frontline brigade. 4 years ago, Eliraz, Miriam's second son, was killed in Gaza. Miriam Peretz's story is the story of the state of Israel.
יש לי היום בחיים שני בתים. יש לי את הבית הזה שבו נולדו, אבל יש לי עוד בית. בית חדש. זה הבית בהר הרצל. שם קבורים שני הילדים שלי. הם בנו להם שם בית אחר. לא הבית הפיזי הזה. זה בית יותר קר. כשיורד גשם שם, אני חושבת אולי קר להם. כי כאן אני ידעתי לחמם אותם. אני חיה בין שני הבתים. בין הבית הזה של הזיכרונות, לבין הבית הזה של האדמה הזאת שלקחה אותם. ואני לפעמים שואלת, את יודעת מה יש בקרבך? את יודעת מה קיבלת? את יודעת האדמה הזאת, איזה ילדים יש שם? אני רוצה לומר לכל היהודים, בכל העולם, בכל אשר הם, אנחנו עם אחד. זה לא משנה איפה אתה גר. העם הזה נתון במאבק מתמיד מיום שהוא קם. זה המאבק על החירות שלנו, על הקיום שלנו. זה מאבק על הארץ הזאת. המאבק הזה לא תם. מדינת ישראל היא לא עוד מדינה. מדינת ישראל היא הבית שלי, היא הבית שלכם, היא הבית של כל הדורות שיבואו. והם יצאו בשליחותה של אומה. כשהם נשאו תרמיל על שכמם בקרב, בתרמיל הזה הייתם אתם בו.
ואלירז, אני הולכת מכאן, אני הולכת מבית המתים לבית החיים, אני הולכת לחגוג יום הולדת לילדים שלך, אלירז, אור חדש של עין מרים, שיר ציון, נולדו בט"ו בשבט, אני הולכת לחיים.
אני חזרתי עכשיו מהר הרצל. למקום הזה אני קוראת את המתים. שם נמצא אבא שלכם כל לוחמי צהל שנפלו על הארץ הזה. ואני באה לפה, זה בית החיים. כאן
יהיו חיים. כאן תשמעו קולות של ילדים שצוחקים, שרצים, שנהנים. כאן באלי זה המקום שבו אבא ואמא שלומית בחרו להקים את הבית. והמקום הזה ייקרא מתנס העולמות על שם חמישה עולמות. עולמות שהיו, אבל הם פה. הם יהיו פה, העולמות האלה יהיו פה ברוח שלהם. והמקום הזה הוא מקום מרכזי של היישוב הזה, של היישוב אלי. אני פונה אליכם, אנשים טובים ויקרים. זה לא החלום בשבילי, זה החלום בשבילם. בשביל הדור הבא, בשביל הילדים של הנופלים, הילדים של אלירז, ארבעת ילדיו. אתם תנסו, כל אחד, ביכולתו, לסייע לילדים האלה להגשים חלום גדול אחד, חיים. ואנחנו רוצים להודות לכם ולזכות לראות אתכם כאן, באים, נכנסים לבית הזה שיבנה בעזרת השם, בעזרתכם ובעזרת כל האנשים הטובים, והוא ישקוק חיים. Good evening, ערב טוב. My English is not well. It's not like the mayor of Eli that speaks so good. I, in the English lesson in high school, I dream. Now I pay for that. So, this is the life. But, Be'ezrat Hashem, I think that we didn't, no one needs words. We need only to open our hearts. And even I didn't know very well English, I'm sure that you can understand my heart. This summer, I come here to share with you a little story. It's not about only my children. It's about our land. It's about Eretz Israel. Because this summer, we spent this summer in Mount Herzl, in many, many places that we took our precious children and buried them. All these soldiers that fight now in Gaza, the families ask me to come to their home to speak with them. And they have only one question for me. We can continue to live? How we can continue to live? How after you bury your child, all your dreams about this child that will build a home, that you dream about these grandchildren, and now all the dreams, someone cut them. How we can continue? Can we dress? Can we continue to eat? Can we continue to be happy? And I speak with them about my life. And when I meet them, I remember what happened to me. And I come back four and a half years ago. It was Erev Pesach. And you know, we begin to prepare ourselves to this Chag, to this big holiday. Three angels knocked on my door. You know, in Israel, all the mothers, every mother in the world, not only in Israel, are very afraid from one thing: someone that will knock in your door. Because in this minute, you understand that they cut your life. And this life will be changed. And all what you know until this day, it's not what it can be after that. And three angels knocked in my door. They didn't bring with them Prophet Eliyahu. We wait for Eliyahu, no? I also wait until now for the Mashiach, for Eliyahu. Sometimes I tell my children,
The Mashiach is out of our door. But every time when he knocked, I tell my children, I must dress and I must do something. So the Mashiach wait for us. They are the bearer of terrible news. They told me that my son Eliraz, 32 years old, a deputy commander of Battalion 12, was killed fighting terrorists in Gaza Strip. As soon as I saw these people, I ran, I shut the door, I shut the windows. I didn't want no one to come to my home because I remember them 12 years before when they come to my house to tell me also the terrible news about my firstborn Uriel that killed fighting terrorists in Lebanon. So because that I shut the door so they could not enter to my home. But when they come, I beg them and I ask them, please don't deliver the news. Don't say the word. Don't say nothing. I know the sentence. It's very, very short sentence. Your son killed tonight in Gaza. So as long as they didn't say these terrible words, my son is in his life for 1 minute more. Give me 1 minute more. And after they say what they say, I said, why I pay for our survival in this land? I pay not only my son Uriel, I pay only my husband Eliezer. He was 56 years old. And 6 years after Uriel, he died with a broken heart. Why? Because he can't accept the death of my son Uriel. Every night, you know, all this family, they didn't know what is to dream. What is the meaning of sleep? To sleep. We can't sleep. Because we see our children come and go. And we think about a miracle that can give us our children. So my husband every night, he wake up and go to all the picture at the house and speak with every picture. My Uriel, Bni, Mi Iten Moti Tachtecha. I want to die. I want to die. And I hear, even he didn't say the word, I hear my husband. So after 6 years, he also died. So it was Erev Pesach. And we gathered to this Lel Seder without Uriel, without Eliezer, and now without Eliraz. And we read from the Haggadah, Bechol do vado omdim alenu v'chalotenu. In every generation, they rise us to destroy us. They want to destroy this nation. And we say, והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו מידם. We continue. And every generation has its heroes and every generation has its enemies. Uriel's generation, it was the Hezbollah in Lebanon. In Eliraz's, it was Hamas in Gaza. It also Ahmadinejad. Every generation we have another enemies. They only changed the name. They didn't change the goal, the hamataot, the goals, the target. So now Uriel and Deliraz are close in the life as they are now in the death. They born in a place, I don't know if you know it. It's called Sharm el-Sheikh. You know where is? It's 4 hours after Eilat. It's in Sinai Desert. We live in this place. We was only one religious family in this place. And we have in this little place a little synagogue, and we do bar mitzvah for all the children in this place. And Baruch Hashem, we are very, very happy. But with the agreement with Egypt, the government evacuated my family from this place. And we come near Jerusalem in a place it called Givat Ze'ev. Givat Ze'ev, it's near Jerusalem. So when I come to this family this summer, they ask me, and I remember my tragedy. I remember my story. I remember also my children. But I tell them, please hold the life. Hold the life. We continue. You can see me. My daughter Bat-El married 2 months after Eliraz fallen. And I buy a new dresses. And I dance. And I sing a song with my daughter. Because magia la. She deserves. The life must continue. And the life are strong than the death. And we wake up every day, how we say? Al kochecha atachai. Nobody asks us. We wake up in the morning. Someone give us the life. The life of my son is finished. Maybe they finish their target. I don't know. I don't understand. But I ask one question to God. Why I, every day I dance with this God, like tango. Sometimes he push me. Sometimes he hug me. Sometimes I love him. Sometimes I cry and I shout and I say, why I? Explain me what you want for me. Why I? I that every Shabbat light the candles and pray to you, Zakeni legadel banim ubne banim. I that raise my children to your mitzvot. Why I? There is no answer to this question. I told every family, you will never get answer to this question. Why I? Why Bnaya? Why all these children? But we have another answer. Sometimes I tell my children, you know, God loves us very much. Because of that, he visit our home 3 times. He did not visit every home. If he come to our home, he loves us. I have answer for the question, why my children fallen? They fallen for that today I can stand here and speak with you. They fallen so the children of Israel can work safely in Israel. They can go to the malls, they can go to the sea. They fallen so you can be here safely also. Because when they fight, my son Eliraz told me that when he go to battlefield, he take with him a big bag. And in the bag, he take with him all the eyes of all the children, Jewish children in the world. And he told me, "Mom, we fight for our land, for our nation, and this home, this land is also your home." So I know the answer. And I give this mother the answer why I told one of the, these mothers, every time when you go outside and so see children happy, you must tell yourself, they are happy because of my bnaya, because of my matan. See the life and tell yourself, all this life is because my son fallen. And you can understand, they didn't fall stamp for nothing. They fallen for this life. You know, I didn't understand nothing about the army. I was born in Morocco. My parents come. They live in Sahara Desert. They never learn. They never read. They never know to write. But my parents know only one word in Hebrew. One word. And this word, every time we hear this word in our home, only one word in Hebrew. Jerusalem. Jerusalem is our dreams. Jerusalem is the paradise of Am Israel. So when the Jewish agency took us from the valleys in Morocco to Israel, we go to live in Beersheba. And sometimes someone asks my father, "Where you live?" And my father know one word in Hebrew. He said, "Jerusalem," and they laugh. And they told everyone, Jerusalem, it's not only a place. Jerusalem, it's the dream of our grandfather and mother. Jerusalem is the word that our family in the Holocaust say this word before, "Wish my Israel." For what they die? For what these soldiers killed? For this Jerusalem, for this freedom, for that they die. So, this Jerusalem, when my son Eliraz, in the wedding of my son Eliraz, 3 years after my son Uriel fallen, the rabbi in the wedding gave my son Eliraz a glass to break. And the rabbi asked my son Eliraz to say, "Im eshkachech Yerushalayim," we swear with what? Not with the new wife that we have. Not with our money. We swear if this Jerusalem. And my son Eliraz changed the sentence. He swear another sentence. "If I forgot you, my brother Uriel." And the rabbi said, "Jerusalem." And Eliraz said, "Jerusalem for me is Uriel, is Matan, is Yoram, is all these soldiers that died for this night, for me. They hem ifsheru, leafsher? Allow me. To build my Jerusalem." And everyone in Israel asked me, "What is your vision?" You know, a vision, it's a picture of your life. I teach the soldiers and the children to build their vision, to see a picture that they want to go to build their life like this picture. So my vision is one. I want Be'ezrat Hashem, I pray to God to let me to be in the wedding of my grandson, the son, Eliraz's son, Or Hadash, a new light, in the wedding of this boy. And I know the rabbi will give Or Hadash a glass to break, and he will ask him to swear אם אשכחך לירושלים. And I know what Or Hadash will say. If I forgot you, my father Eliraz, my uncle Uriel, and all the brave and all the soldiers that killed. And in this moment, I will tell the Hamas, the Hezbollah in the north, you kill my son Uriel, but you kill the body of my son. And the Hamas in Gaza, you kill the body of my son Eliraz. But Jerusalem, that my grandfather dreamed about this, you will never kill this Jerusalem. My grandson today build another stone, a new stone, in the wall of Jerusalem. So they can broken our body, but they will never broken our spirit. And this, I think, all our enemies know. The spirit of Am Yisrael, you see the spirit, this spirit in this war, how we were in all the world together, how we share the pain, how we are together when we feel that someone want to kill us. Ba'im alenu lechalotenu. They wanted to destroy us. So I continue. And there are many, many questions to God. And one, I tell you, one of the questions, why I? But because I didn't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu lead this world. We will never understand. We will never understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu lead this world. We read for the Bible many questions about it. Tzadik v'ra lo. You know this, a big question. Tzadik v'ra lo. This woman that it's good. Good. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu you gave him the bad life? But I continue because this God give me, if we say, this God give you also your comfort. Nechama.
Comfort.
This God give us this comfort. How? I see this comfort in many, many ways. I have another children. You know how many people pray for child? This God gave me children, another children. I have 6 children. I have 8 grandchildren. It's not comfort. I wake up in the morning. I stand. It's not a miracle? Why? You think that you can, that tomorrow all of us wake up regular? How are you sure that we can come? We don't know. We don't know. We must thank God for every little thing that we have in our life. So when I wake up, I thank God for the eyes that He gave me that I can see, because I know that now many people in the world can't see. For that I can eat, many people can't eat. For that I can hug my children. Think about people that can't hug anyone. It's not a miracle. It's not for this. If somebody give us a dollar or two, we say thank. And for abilities to eat and to see, we will not thank God. It's easy, very easy to love Him when He do for us many miracles, when all our dreams become mitkaimim. It's very, very easy to love Him and to thank God when we have money, when we have children. But the test of the Emunah, we are before Rosh Hashanah, before Kippur. The test of the faith is, how you continue to love this God also when he take your children. You continue to love him, or you love him in time that you are very happy. So I love this God, and I think that all the things that come to me, he didn't punish me. He loved us. I don't understand why my children, but I understand that I am here. And if I am here, I didn't want to spend my life for nothing. So every day when I wake up, I ask myself, what I will do today, not for me. Not for me. How much you can have money and the house. I didn't want to spend my time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me for to build another house or to make luck and all this thing. I want to do something with meaning. And for me, a life of meaning is a life of forgiveness, a life of chesed, a life with abilities to see your community, to see your neighbor, to see someone that wants to hug him, someone who want only for you to hear his story. I feel that when I was here in United States, I come here many times for FIDF, for, you know, this organization. But before 2 years, I come here also for FIDF to Lawrence. And someone come with me. Who? The storm Sandy. Sandy? She come with me. And I ask God, what happened? I feel like Jonah, you know? Why? I come here. I want to go to... I didn't go to Macy's. It's not for me. What? It's a Walmart. You know, simple place. I want to spend only 1 week here. Please, God. Why this storm? And in Lawrence, you know, in Lawrence, with the water, there is no electric, nothing. It was very, very cold. So when I ask God and speak with God every day, I must tell you, God hear us. Shomea tefillot. Shomea. It doesn't mean that he accept every tefillah. But he shomea tefillot. He hear us. So speak with him every day. I feel that I speak every moment in my life with this God. So in this time, one of the flight to attended, one of flight attended, come to Manhattan, and she called me and she say, Miriam, please come to my hotel. We have here electric. You can you have a shower here. Please come and 2 days, and after that you can fly to Israel. I come to this hotel. The room was little room. We have no place. We have only one bed together. But I thanks God that we have a place to be. At the morning, she know that I keep very, very kosher. And they love for me, these two guys, because they know a restaurant, how you call it? La Maret. I take with me mana chama. You know mana chama? It's a food from Israel for the week. They know restaurant. This is the mayor of the city. I can't let myself to do it. So this girl go outside to buy for me some food, some kosher food. And when she comes, she say, Miriam, we can't eat in this room. It's very, very little. Please, if you can, we have here a room of all the flight attended, this room, they drink coffee. Please come with me. I come. After 20 minutes, another flight attendant come into the room. When I see this girl, when I saw this girl, I said, I know you. She said, no, you never meet me. And I said, I know you. She said, no, we never meet each other. Okay, here we stop the conversation, yes? But I teach my children, every place that you go, please speak with people. Because when we speak with people, we have time, a little time, to hear another stories. Not only our stories. To hear people. Some people want only to share with you something, and they have no one to hear them. So I ask this girl, you know, today is Wednesday. What you will do here on Shabbat? Why I ask this question about Shabbat? But I hergashti, I feel that I must ask her. And she said, oh, this is a big story to tell you. I say, I only ask what you do on Shabbat. Not a big story. And she said, no. Before 7 months, if you ask me this question, I will give you another answer. Now, I pray to God to give me to be in Israel on Shabbat. But before 7 months, I was in South of America. I take drugs. I eat no kosher, nothing kosher. I do many, many bad things. And one day, I have a fever. And I was very, very ill. And my friends give me one book to read. And when I read this book, I change my life. I begin a religious. And now I pray to God to let me to be at home on Shabbat, to keep Shabbat. So I ask this girl, can you tell me the name of the book? Maybe I can also change my life. And she said, no. You will never understand this book. It will be very difficult for you. You come to United States. You want to have a happy life. It's not for you. It will broken you. Don't read this book. And I ask, okay, give me only the name of the book. I will share it with another people that will not broken. And she say, the name is Shirat Miriam, the song of Miriam. This is my book that I wrote. But I want to know if we speak about the same book. So I begin to ask questions. What this book tell? And she say, I tell you, it's very difficult for you to hear this story. You know, I see you. She say, I see you. You come to New York to enjoy. You will not understand the story. And I asked her, please, please, give me a little story from. So she said, this is about a mother that lost two children, and I can't tell you all what happened to this mother. But she changed my life. So I asked her, and if you meet this Miriam Peretz that you read about, she said, I meet this woman? HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me for what I did all my life. So now I'm a flight attendant. I only go from country to country. I will never, never see this can see this man, this woman. And I go to make coffee and stand near this girl and I said, I am Miriam Peretz. And she said, no, no. It can be. No. No, you didn't lost your two children. I say, yes. Yes. And I continue. Like you. You was in the darkness when you was in South of Africa. Only the one that live in the darkness can see the light. We can see the light. And every day we light these nitzots, neshama. Anachnu madlikim. We light it every day. Every day. So I thanks God for this meeting. Because in this meeting, I learned something about this girl. Now, I look after a boy to this girl. Because I want to help her to marry Be'ezrat Hashem. To do something good. Not only to hear a story. To take this story. I also met your president, Obama. It was in Passover. He came to Israel. And he came to Israel in the memorial day of my son, Eliraz. And this president want to visit in Mount Herzl. But I'm also in Mount Herzl. Because this is the memorial day. And the government asked me to cancel my the memorial day. Why? Because it will be very difficult if Obama will visit in the Mount Herzl. Nobody can be in there. And I say I will not cancel my memorial day. You can cancel your Obama. But my memorial day is the day of my son. But I can, because president and Malchut, you know, we know that we must respect Malchut. I can change the time. If Obama came to in 9 o'clock, I will do my memorial day in 11 o'clock. So, they agree with me. And this week, you know, 1 week before Seder, Leila Seder, all the women are Michigan. Because we clean the house and a Moroccan woman's big Michigan. Because we didn't eat nothing. We have nothing at the home to eat. Nothing. And from the office of the President Peretz, they call me. And they say the president invited you to come to dinner with Obama. I say, so it's good. We can eat something this week. And I come to this dinner. I don't want to tell you, but they didn't give us food like in La Marette. They give us a little examples of food. Little. So, I prepare myself to the cakes. Because, you see, I like the cakes. And I will tell you something about the cakes. You know that my son Uriel loved very much cheesecake. And after he died, 3 years after that, I never touched the cheesecake. How I can eat the cheesecake that my son loved? How I can do it? But you see, after 3 years, I eat. So I wait for the cakes. And in the times that I begin to eat the cakes, I look and I saw the President Obama and Peretz near me. And I say to myself, why now with the cakes? Why now? And when Obama came, Peretz, the President Peretz, say, this is Miriam Peretz, and Obama said, I know this is the mother of the two boys. I think he have good ozrim. How we say? Good, yes. And he know. And he asked me, he say, I'm very sorry about what's happened in Mount Herzl. I say, when, please, Mr. Obama, when you will be near the grave of our visionary, Herzl, in that time, I will be near the grave of my son, Eliraz, that have four little children. The biggest is 6 years old. And the little, she was 1 month and a half. She didn't recognize her father. And I am here to tell my grandchildren about their father. I am here because in Passover we say "Vehigadeta lebincha." You must tell your children the story of the family. But in Israel, you know, we tell not our children. Our children are in Mount Herzl. We must be here to tell our grandchildren the story of our nation. And please, Mr. President, please know that in Mount Herzl, the Mount Herzl is my house. Because every place that your children live them, this is the house of you also. This is my house. And this house, we built it with the blood of my children. Please let me. And do all your efforts to let me to continue to live in my house. This is my house. And Mr. the President, everybody asked me, what President say? He only say one word, can I hug you? And I say, I am a widow, you can do what you want. So this is the story of your President. And I continue to eat, I continue to dance, and I continue to cook a meatballs. Why meatballs? Because my son Eliraz likes so much meatballs, and I cook no kilo meat, 4 kilo. And all the soldiers, when they come, I give everyone rice and maybe 12 meatballs, and after 2 minutes they finish all what I gave them. So when Eliraz fallen, my daughter-in-law asked me, please Miriam, can you come to our home in Eli, this place? And you know, before that I was so happy to come to the house of my son. But now, how I can come to the house that I will never, never see my child? How I can go? But I hear my grandson, Or Hadash, said, oh, Savta will make us a meatballs. And when I hear my grandson, I ask one of my neighbors, can you please buy for me a meat? They buy for me a meat. I put this meat in the refrigerator. On Friday, at 10 o'clock, the taxi wait for me to take me to Eli. On Thursday at night, I look the meat, and you know, I was so, I do them so quickly. And now I see the meat and I can't touch this meat. I can't touch. I can't cook the meatballs that my son loved so much. It was Friday at 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up And I pray to God only for one thing. Give me power, give me strength for one thing. For what? For ability to make, to cook these meatballs. And when I do them, I cry about my son Eliraz, that he will never taste them again. And every meatball that I cook, I begin the story of my son Eliraz, how I give him this meatball when he was a little, and how now he will never, never taste this. And the meatballs were so maluach, salty, with my tears. And when I finish, I come to Eli, my four grandchildren wait for me, and they didn't ask, Savta, we are very happy that you come. What they say? Did you cook for us a meatballs? And I understand that they ask me to continue to live. This is the life. To make me, to cook these meatballs. Even it's difficult. Even it's very, very hard. To continue to make your child sandwich. You know how power, and everyone say, you are very strong. I want to tell you, what is the meaning of bravery? Bravery for me is to wake up, to dress, to go to your walk, to speak with people, to hug your children. You know how much power you must have for this. And for this, I pray every day. But it's not only to do all this thing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this parasha, we learn something very, very special. In this parasha, we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish us for what? Tachat asher lo avadeta את השם אלוקיך, how? בשמחה. To serve this God with happiness. Not to do things and zeo. To be glad with what you have. And to continue this life. And we say from the Gemara, אין השכינה שורה, אלא במקום של שמחה. If you want to be near the God, you must live life with happiness. And I continue. And I am here today for my friend. They ask me to speak with them for Eli, because the building that they will build in Eli is the building of happiness. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shana Tova. And maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us a life of happiness. Thank you.
Thank you very much for Miriam and for Kobi. Just before you leave, as we said, there's books outside for each of you to take. In the end of the book, there's also an envelope. We would appreciate very much if you could help us and donate to build this building. If you want to write checks, the checks are for One Israel Fund. If you want to give us here tonight, we're here. If you want to send the checks, there's envelopes, prepaid envelopes, you can send to One Israel Fund and just write on the envelope. It's written Eli, so if they get the check for One Israel Fund, they know to send it over to us. We want to thank you again. Shana Tova, Gmar Chatima Tova, and thank you.
Toda Rabba. Okay, thank you all for coming. Thank you. Bye.